Good morning and greetings in the name of Jesus, that great and holy and mighty name, that awesome name. You know, the name of Jesus is so beautiful, it's so wonderful. It's just what he has done for us on the cross is just amazing. Consider this. Jesus, yes, he was the Son of God. But yes, he was a man just like you and I, as far as feelings, as far as emotions and all those things. He was a man. And he willingly laid down on a cross without a struggle, I believe. And allowed men, sinful men, men who were not redeemed by the blood of Jesus, men who very likely, unless they repented, they ended up in hell. He allowed those men to hammer nails through his hands and through his feet. He allowed these men to do that to him, willingly. You know, that's what Jesus did for you and I. That's what Jesus did for you and I. Have we considered that? Have we thanked him for that? Have we meditated upon that very fact of what it cost Jesus, what it cost the Father? You know, if that wasn't enough, laying down his life, can you imagine? I mean, just think back of a time when you disobeyed, or maybe even back in your childhood when you disobeyed your parents, and how you felt, and how you tried to hide, and, you know, just consider, you know, the what went through your mind after you transgressed. Just consider that for a moment. What went through your mind? And the heaviness that you felt. Especially if it was something we as human beings consider a major sin. You know, how the heaviness in our heart. But you know, sin is sin, and all sin bars us from a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning, I would just like to, for you to consider that one sin in your heart, in your mind, in your life, and the heaviness that it brought. After you realized that you wronged someone, after you realized that you sinned against whatever, whoever, but Jesus, and now multiply that by how many people are in the earth, in the world, or how many people have lived in the world since the beginning. It's in the billions of. I don't know the exact number, but billions and billions of people. And just consider that Jesus, that anguish, pain from you knowing that you have transgressed, knowing that you have failed, that times billions, many billions. That's what Jesus took on the cross. That's what he was suffering there in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was suffering because of your sin. Jesus was suffering because of my sin. And if you just consider that, one sin, and the anguish and everything, and then the times billions, and what a pain Jesus had to go through. That is an awesome thing to consider. So, this morning, that was just the introductory, I guess. Anyway, my name is Moses Stolzis, and if you want to get a hold of me for any reason at all, whether it be for counseling, whether it be for an encouragement, just feel free to call me, 717-656-9576, and I'll be glad to try to answer your questions in the name of Jesus. And so let's bow for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, this morning we do thank you for what you have brought forth this week in the daily inspirations, and thank you for the blessing that it was to go through these seven or six sessions, Lord, and just pray that each session would bring glory and honor to you, and that you could use it to draw people to yourself. And Father, we just commit it to you in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen. Okay. In conclusion, this morning, to the end of the world, to my ramblings this week on the end of the world, you know, we talked about many things. We talked about, our theme was not some great prophecy about what's going to happen at the end of the world and all those things. But the theme was, the end of the world has come and will come even today. If you consider the population of the earth, the end of the world will come for many hundreds and yea, thousands of people today, the end of the world. Will you be among that number? You know, we are not promised tomorrow. We are not promised anything beyond this very moment. And so, am I ready? Am I ready to meet Jesus? If I were among that number of people that will die today, are you ready? And my dear friend, if you cannot say that you are ready, you know that you are ready, then I pray you, I ask you to search the scripture, because in it you will find eternal life. And you know, when you are born again, I believe you will know it. As something takes place in your heart when you fully surrender your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's something that takes place in your heart, and it's so dramatic that, yes, you will know it. I believe that with all my heart. So, my dear friend, if you have not experienced that change of heart, when you took a position against the devil and his tactics and his all his promises of peace and all those things that are false, if you have not changed your allegiance to the living God, the God who is from eternity past to eternity future, He is the awesome God. He is the great I Am. He's the Holy One. And if you have not changed your allegiance, you know, let me just say it this way. The devil, he's a liar from the beginning. And he wanted to exalt himself above God. And he tried to. But God brought him down. He cast him out of heaven. And so the devil is a liar, and he's going about to deceive people throughout the whole earth. He's trying to find people who would put their faith in self. You know, maybe not just, he doesn't care as much whether how great, to what extent you are serving him, but his desire, his very desire is to bring you to a place where you lose faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the devil is very busy. The devil and his demons are very busy going about deceiving people and just trying to fill their hearts and minds with everything else that would draw them away, or just not give them time to read the Word of God and to study and to, like it says at the Bereans, they search the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so. And so that's what I would encourage you to do, to search the Scriptures daily and find out for yourself, what do the Scriptures say? What is reality? And my heart just goes out to each one of you. And I know I can't name you all. I don't know who all you are. But my heart does go out to you. And my desire is to see you come in full surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ and have that peace in your heart, that peace which passes all understanding. So, my dear friend, if you have not made that change of allegiance from serving the devil, and the devil from the beginning, it was his desire to deceive you, and it was his desire to draw as many people with him. He knows his life; he is doomed, and he cannot enter. He cannot again enter the kingdom of God, but he wants to. He cannot again enter heaven, but he wants to take as many people along with him. So, my dear friend, your only hope is to search the Word of God and to make sure that your name is written in the Book of Life. Have you changed your allegiance? If not, search the Word of God. Oh, my dear friend. And just a little bit of encouragement to my dear brothers and sisters all over the world who have changed allegiance. Oh, it's so beautiful. Isn't it beautiful to walk with Jesus, to have communion with Jesus every day, and to see the miracles that Jesus performs in our own lives, and the peace and the joy that we can have in this life in spite of all the trials and temptations that come our way. Oh, the peace which passes all understanding.
It's so beautiful. It is beautiful. And
I'd just like to encourage you. Keep on in the faith. God has promised us that if we are faithful, He will reward us. And so I don't know what all those rewards are. I don't know how it all looks. But I know in the book of Revelation, it describes some of the beauty of heaven and what we will experience as we enter into the gates of heaven. Oh, it's beyond words. John, as he wrote the book of Revelation there, and it was as he was there in the Isle of Patmos, and heaven was revealed to him, he did not find words that were even fit, that were able to describe the beauty of heaven. The beauty, oh, the majesty. How beautiful it will be. We have no idea. The only thing that we can compare it with is what we know. Here on our earth, what do we know? Well, we know that gold is very valuable. And so John used gold, and he used a crystal sea, a beautiful, beautiful things to describe heaven. And yet those feeble words, those feeble, it's just not enough to describe the beauty of heaven and the glory and the blessing that it will be to find ourselves in the presence, in the very presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can experience some of that today. To walk with Jesus and to be in the presence of God every day. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And I'd just like to encourage my brothers and sisters, whoever's listening here, just walk with Jesus. And if you don't find it beautiful, if you don't find it fulfilling, then take another dip in the fountain. Take another drink out of the fountain of living waters. Oh, that you might experience the fullness of His joy. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure this week to share with you, and I hope that you have gleaned a lot. And may the name of Jesus be exalted and glorified. It is all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. That's why we do this. So God bless you. And, like I said, if you feel like giving me a call, feel free to do so. And may your life be better because of this week, because of the messages that you heard this week. God bless you.